You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The Rio Grande is a grand river, but not everyone is convinced that it is grand enough to be called river twice.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
So, Ann, when it comes to this particular issue, when I talk about the Rio Grande, I just leave the river part off. I crossed the Rio Grande, I saw the Rio Grande, and then I just avoid the issue altogether.
And there's good reason for that. You are paying attention to the Spanish origins of this name for the river. Rio means river, and you and I are both pronouncing it Rio Grande to try to capture its Spanish origins. You will hear people say the Rio Grande, which is a sort of Englishified version of that. So when you say the Rio Grande River, you are being redundant, at least technically, because Rio means river in Spanish, and so you don't need to say river twice. We're going to be talking today about redundancies within phrases, and the Rio Grande River is an example of one big category, which is place names that have a borrowed word or phrase in them and then get a redundancy in them. And the other category is acronym phrases, for example, ATM machine.
I didn't even think about that one.
But ATM stands for automated teller machine.
Yeah.
So you have the automated teller machine. Let's start with the place names. Here's another one, the Los Altos Hills.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that Altos means hills.
Yeah, and Los means the. So if you do the Los Altos Hills, you've actually got the hills. River Avon in the United Kingdom. This Avon is Celtic in origin and actually means river. So you've got the river with that. So that's one category. And then the other category of redundancies within a phrase happen with acronyms. We talked about ATM machine. Another one would be PIN number.
Oh, because it's personal identification number.
Number. There's a very clever term for this, which is the RAP or wrap phrase. In other words, the repeated acronym phrase.
I see what you did there.
Or as the New Scientist magazine started to call it in 2001, RAS syndrome, repeated acronym syndrome. Other acronyms that you'll hear this with, LCD display. Now, this one's tricky for me. LCD, if you just asked me, you know, I just woken up and you said, what does LCD stand for? I don't know if I could do that one off the top of my head.
I know display, because we're display, right? And I'm pretty sure it's crystal for the
yes.
C, but I don't know the L.
Liquid crystal display.
That's it.
So liquid crystal display. We also have HRT therapy, hormone replacement therapy.
I don't think I would know that one if somebody doesn't put the therapy on the end to kind of give me some context.
And I think that's a really important point here, which is, sure, they're redundant, but if or as an acronym becomes less transparent for people, if they don't know what PIN stands for or ATM stands for, to have ATM machine, you're like, oh, right, it's a machine. Because for many of us, ATM just functions as ATM. It's not really an acronym for us, or at least we're not thinking of what it's an acronym for. Potentially helpful to have that redundancy. You'll also see redundancies in something like 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, if you were writing formally, I would say probably best to avoid that redundancy. But I think it is important to remember that when we're speaking and we're processing someone else's speech in real time, having some redundancies in what people are saying actually can be helpful, because if you missed it the first time, you catch it the second time.
There's always a second chance. Thanks so much, Ann.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.